Two wide each way, third down and 8. Rolling to his right, looking to pass. Lets it fly, has a receiver open. He gets his feet in. Yes, it is complete to James Shelke at the 45-yard line for a 10-yard reception and a new set of downs for the Pirates.
I think one thing we probably won't mention much, especially in our area in high school football, is route running. Obviously, you don't hear a lot of that, but James Shelke runs an excellent route at wide receiver as he had two guys placed on him, and when he planted his foot and turned around in that deep curl route, there was no ugly defenders near him as they were so concerned about the deep ball and an easy throw and catch for Kirsch as he's running to his right this time and can throw it on the run and gets a first down for the Pirates.
I believe the only route running in this area, Dave, is typically rut running. 10:09 left in the second quarter, 24-6, Uvley leading by 18 points. Harbor Beach with a new set of downs at their own 45-yard line. Two wide to the right, one to the left, and it's a handoff to James Shelke. With the reverse, he's going back to the far sideline, cuts back in midfield, across midfield, and down to the Uvley 48-yard line. That is a hard way to get 7 yards, brought down by Adam Grifka for the Bearcats.
Well, the play was to run to the left. He didn't like what he saw at all and is fast enough to reverse fields and does so, runs to the right, turns it upfield, and gets something out of nothing. Heck, he got 7, maybe even 8 yards on that play.
Second down, 3 yards to go. Very manageable for the Pirates as they're starting to get the running game going a little bit. James Shelke seems to be involved in every aspect of this offense. 9.5 clock running in this first half. Harbor Beach trails by 3 touchdowns, 24-6. Uvley, 3 for 3 on two-point conversions. Harbor Beach, 0 for 1. Two wide to the left, one to the right. Two men in the backfield with Kirsch, and he has time to throw. Downfield, into the hands, nearly intercepted. Pass was intended for Brendan Shedd at the 25-yard line. He had him in stride, but all of a sudden, out of the blue, came an Uvley defender of number 22, Jonathan Brandle, and caused that one to fall incomplete. And it's 3rd down and 3 for the Pirates.
And he's one of the guys that has loosened up his defensive coverage at defensive back, playing a little deeper, and a good thing he was. And he makes a risky decision there, Clark, and dives for the football and gets a piece of it to knock it to the ground. An excellent play there by the senior for Uvley.
24-6, 9:11 left in the second quarter. Harbor Beach trying to extend this drive. They have 1 first down in this one so far, and that's promising for them, considering the circumstances. Two wide each way, one man in the backfield, Lanphier with Kirsch in the shotgun. Rolling to his left, has time to throw. Now he's coming in trouble, has to let this one fly. Brought in by James Shelke at the 35-yard line, falling out of bounds, and it's another first down conversion from Kirsch to Shelke this time for 13 yards, move the chains yet again.
Yeah, Brady Kirsch has to evacuate the pocket quickly. He rolls to his left, sets his feet just enough, throws the football, shows off some arm strength because his feet wasn't truly set, right to the sideline where James Shelke beats Brandle to the sideline in one-on-one coverage and completes the catch for a nice first down. Harbor Beach finding a way to throw the football, which leads to a couple runs here and there to get first downs.
Harbor Beach's longest drive of the night has been 3 minutes and 9 seconds, which resulted in an interception. This one so far, 1 minute and 33 seconds. First and 10 from the Uvley 35-yard line. Two wide to the right, one to the left. Two men in the backfield, and it's going to be Kirsch keeping it, looking to pass. Now he's in trouble. White jerseys all over him. He's going down for a big old sack at midfield. It's a 15-yard loss led by number 68, Eric Wushlegger for the Bearcats, bringing Brady Kirsch down way back in the backfield. And they're going to say forward progress. Actually, it was a 10-yard loss at the 45-yard line.
Yeah, the pocket collapsed, and he did a nice job standing in the pocket. But when your one receiver is your main target, he's double covered and not open, he didn't get to his other receivers very quickly. He actually had Robert Emming open in the flat to his right, but he never got that far because when he looked to the right, he seen nothing but Bearcat defensive linemen in his face and a sack there, as there were 3 Bearcats in the backfield that easily could have got credit for that sack.
Second down and 10 for the Pirates. 3 wide to the right, 1
20.
To the left.
Make that second 20.
Second down and 20. It's getting ahead. Trying to be optimistic here for the Pirates. Kirsch in trouble, has to let this one fly downfield, and this one is overthrown, and Kirsch completes it to Shelke, but he was about 3 yards out of bounds as Kirsch was absolutely flattened as he let that one release by the Uvley defense. And now 3rd down and 20 for the Pirates with 7:59 left in the second.
Again, Uvley rolling the dice a little bit, knowing that Harbor Beach is going to throw it on 2nd and 20. Brady Kerr stands back in the pocket. James Shelkey just running a streak right down the sideline, and he's the bailout throw. If he feels pressure, it's throw it as far as you can down the sideline. He did so. It was accurate. It was on target. James Shelkey hauls it in, but 2 yards out of bounds is an incompletion. So third and very long now for Harbor Beach.
Breaking the huddle at the 45-yard line of the Bearcats. First down marker is at the 25-yard line of Ubley. Two wide each way. Kirsch in the shotgun, working off the left hash. Receiver wide to a running back to his right. Kirsch in trouble early, lets this one fly. It is caught by James Shelkey at the 30. They're actually going to say he was out of bounds when he brought that one in at the 33-yard line. So it is fourth down and 20 as an incomplete pass for the Pirates. More likely we're going to see the punt team.
Yeah, and again, a very good throw by Brady Kirsch down the sideline again. 1 foot out of bounds for Brady Kirsch as he throws it to the sideline. His favorite receiver, Shelkey, 1 foot out of bounds, and that's incomplete. And now fourth down in a long ways. You almost have to think here, Clark, you got to punt it away in this situation and force Ubley to run it on your defense a long ways versus not very far.
Brady Kirsch has not had any time to run or to even look about passing tonight. It has to be to the credit of that front line of the Ubley Bearcats breaking through the trenches all night and getting to that backfield nearly every single play.
I completely agree, because James Shelkey has had his way with their defensive backs, but the D-line of Ubley has dominated.
Harbor Beach going for it on 4th and 18 downfield, and this one is way overthrown, but we have a penalty coming out as James Shelkey was thrown out of bounds about 10, 15 yards downfield at the 25-yard line. Now, this one could be questionable as the question comes into play. Was that ball catchable?
To answer your question, Clark, the answer is no. I don't think it was, but it was an easy pass interference call. Jonathan Brandel didn't locate the football at all, and he didn't get turned around quick enough, so he hand-checked and knocked James Shelkey out of bounds. So I'm not sure how they're going to mark this. I don't think the ball was catchable, but the interference was so bad that you almost got to think they're going to call the penalty.
So they're walking off 15 yards. Now, they changed the rule a few years ago that it does not qualify for an automatic first down. So it's now, instead of fourth and 20 and actually a turnover of downs, it is fourth down and 5 for the Pirates at the Ubley 30-yard line.
Right, and that's why the rule has changed, because you don't, on fourth and long, you can just heave it down the field and hope for a penalty for a free first down. Not anymore.
7:46 left in the second. Ubley 24, Harbor Beach 6. Brady Kirsch in the shotgun. Lanphier to his left, two wide each way. Working off left hash, and he's looking to pass. He has a man right in front of him. He has this one fly, and he can't even get that off. And there's another sack by the Ubley defense, and we have another penalty after the play, and this more than likely could be a late hit or a face mask.
Yeah, I'm not sure which one it is, but it come in late and there was nothing but Bearcats there. It has to be on the Bearcats, just not sure what it is.
Adam Grifka would have been credited for that sack depending on this penalty, as we'll see if this play even existed. Well, hang on to your shorts, folks. Or I should say long pants with the weather. It was fourth and 20. I reached through an incomplete pass, and it was a face mask against Ubley. It looks like it was just a 5-yard variety, but regardless, if it's a 5-yard penalty, depends on the spot of the foul.
This is going to be the most fourth downs I've ever seen in concession, Clark, here. This is...
Well, if it's from a face mask goes from the original line of scrimmage, which is, if that's the case, it should be a first down. Because it was a fourth and they, with the loss of yardage.
Right, it would come down to measuring the football, if you're right. It sure looks like they walked it off from the spot of the foul.
And now Congress is in session as they can't quite figure out where to put this football. So they're going to walk off. They're going to sporadically put the ball down at the 31-yard line. For any mathematicians keeping score at home, don't even try and conceptualize that one. That doesn't make... For either team, that doesn't make sense, but we'll go with it. Fourth down and 6 for the Pirates. At the Ubley 30-yard line, they get one more chance of this. Two wide each way. Kirsch lets this one fly quick. It is caught by Brendan Shedd beyond the first down marker. Conversion on fourth down, really seventh down at the 23-yard line. Brought down by number 37, Nathan Keller, but it was too late as he moves the chains.
Yeah, there's not much you can do. When Brady Kirsch is an athletic quarterback, a defense